Oh, waiting. Yeah. We can tackle that subject as we start the best 5 minutes of the day with our friend Jason Cans from jasoncans.com. I hold in my hands his heavy 6-year labor of love called Letters to the Beloved, in which we'll embark on Colossians 3 this morning. But first, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I know it says in 1 Corinthians 13, love is patient, love is kind. And so, like, when you're buzzing right along on the road and you hit a stoplight, is that like a test of your heart in terms of if you're frustrated with the red light, that you're an impatient person?
I think it certainly could be. I know that I often will feel frustrated at those. In fact, I know that certain lights in town, on Claremont especially, which ones tend to last a lot longer. And when I get to them, I think, oh, I'm going to be here all day.
I know it. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
it's almost better to go around, even if it takes longer.
I mean, but then there's that whole Dallas Willard advice, John Mark Comer book about... What was the advice again?
Ruthlessly eliminating hurry. Yeah, yeah. Ruthlessly eliminate hurry.
Yeah.
Hurry is the great enemy of the spiritual growth in our day.
Right. And yeah. I try to have those times. I'm like, you know, slow down and, you know, just, okay, just going to hunker down here. And that's good. And then it's hard to just rise out of that and get into the rush of the day. And we don't live in the big city or anything like that, but it can still... Oh, we're these slow works in progress, aren't we?
Yep. We hurry up from one thing to another, and rather than staying present to the moment, and I definitely can relate to that.
It is our March Hope and Hoops, and we don't have a day set for you, and it's already March 23rd, and you're not in here this morning. Are you going to be in here at all?
I don't know. We haven't really set anything up yet.
All right.
We should talk about that. What time would I have to shoot?
You're certainly welcome. I mean, just tell you. I mean, so it's 6:50 is the shooting. So it'd be something where we could even do this by phone, and then you could actually get here by like 6:30 and then shoot at 6:50.
Sure.
But let's see. Tomorrow's open. It looks like Wednesday is youth day, so we're trying to get a... by the way, Grace is on her way to Israel right now. So she's going from Norway. They're going to make... They'll make a stop in Istanbul, Turkey, and then and then on to Israel for like 2.5 weeks. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ian was sending me pictures or video yesterday of people singing in a restaurant in New York, and he said, can this just be my life?
Nice.
So it's fun to, again, to live vicariously through our kids.
Yeah.
They're doing amazing things.
Maybe he'll move to New York someday. All right, opening days for shooting are Thursday and tomorrow, and then next Tuesday through Thursday. So those are all open. So you consider yourself invited. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah, I didn't get any video from Michael. I did see he changed his profile picture on Facebook, and I heart emojied it. But that was the extent of our communication. All right, Colossians 3, 1 and 2. Lay it on me.
Colossians 3, 1 and 2 says, since you have been raised to new life with Christ, so that your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand, think about the things of heaven and not the things of earth.
Yeah, I love those verses. In Letters to the Beloved, you say, Christ has liberated you and he is seated at my side. It is significant, beloved, that Jesus is sitting. It means that his saving work is complete. You cannot add anything to what he's already accomplished. Let that be a great comfort to you. Set your mind on his finished work. Yeah, you know, reading that in the devotional commentary you did, I mean, it's that idea, right? I mean, it's kind of like you're saying, hey, this is a devotional commentary, but we're taking the scripture and saying as if God is speaking it to us, his kids, right? So you're just kind of taking the scripture, holding it very carefully, but saying, how would it be if we process it in a more personal way? Is that right?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the goal, is to, you know, if we're sitting down, if we could do such a thing, if God were to say, here is what I'm telling you in this verse.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes it's going to mirror the verse very closely, and sometimes, as we've already discovered, the the passages get a little bit longer, where I feel like there's more explanation needed. But again, I think hopefully there's a reflection in there from the Bible verse, and you know, setting our minds on what Christ has accomplished and then what I wrote in Letters to the Beloved.
Yeah. Well, it's good stuff. I mean, just that idea of being heavenly minded. Maybe we can begin with that tomorrow. Is just the whole idea, because sometimes people use that as a knock, and yet here we're told that we should set our minds on things above. And I think I could be wrong, but I think Jesus was probably the most heavenly minded. He did come from there, so we'll pick that up tomorrow.
Very good.
Same bat time, same bat channel. Tomorrow morning here on WWIB. It's always a little weird when it happens, players or coaches, when they're with the green and gold and then go to the, you know, rival like that.
Yeah, so. But there's actually a little friendly exchange on Twitter. The old Purple People Eater saying, I think it was, meet at the quarterback. Zadarius tweeted that out. Uh-huh. And then our stellar pass rusher, Rashawn Gary, kind of subtweeted that and was like, I think he had the hashtag, yeah, and put cheese on everything. So a little Packer-Viking rivalry, too, between the former friends and teammates. Well, not former friends. I'm sure they're still friends.
Right.
But.
All right. Interesting. Hey, well, it is a Wednesday, and we've got already some good things going on for our March Hope and Hoops. Apparently, yesterday, folks were being told that getting here after 7 o'clock. So if that's what they were being told then, we've got to make it fair all the way across the board. And so it is Domino's Walk-In Wednesday. The first 7 pledgers to pledge and pay receive a $20 Domino's Pizza gift certificate. So thank you so much. We've seen somebody already, and I'm sure we'll see more folks.
Yeah, and again, we are asking folks to pledge for head coach Don Cooper of the McDonald Lady Macs. He's led them to back-to-back appearances at Stace, and he's not shooting because he would make all 5 for sure, but his grandsons are shooting. He's bringing a couple grandsons, and here's the thing with these Cooper kids, after having watched older sister Emily for the last couple years at the varsity level, don't count on a lot of misses from the Cooper kids. So coach Cooper of McDonald bringing in his grandsons as the guest leaders for Hope and Hoops, and don't forget down-to-earth prizes being given away. You can pledge now at wib.com/hope or 715-396-1670. It's time for our next CCM Song Showdown here on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun so far, and we've working our way down, and basically with 2 matchups today, tomorrow, and Friday, and we'll be through with the first round.
Yes, and so today we have Cliff from Spooner nominating Third Day.
Boy,
and
then
we
have Third Day.
We believe it's Dave, and Dave, we really want to hear from you because we need to get your song. So we actually had to have somebody step in by proxy for you because we haven't heard back about what 5 songs you wanted to nominate, but this is still kind of fun.
Yeah.
So we believe it was Dave who called in, but we didn't get a phone number or anything from him who nominated 513 Free. So again, quick disclaimer out there, Dave, if you're out there, we'd love to hear from you.
So Revival from Third Day, and I think you talked to Jesse, the lead singer from 513
Free,
right?
Yeah, so I emailed Jesse and Michael and Susan from 513 Free, and I said, hey, by proxy, until we hear back from Dave, can you guys nominate a song to fill in for our CCM Song Showdown? So they chose Beautiful Mystery to lead off. So it's Third Day, Revival. Cliff from Spooner nominated that against 513 Free, Beautiful Mystery. And that's from Dave, we believe. But then it's the folks of 513 Free by proxy. So let's hear Third Day first. Again, you can vote 2 different ways, 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670 by text. Family votes, of course, welcome. And you also can vote, get a bonus vote in the all-new The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's Third Day and Revival. Moving on to the second round of our CCM Song Showdown. The Third Day fans coming from all over today. And Third Day wins and moves on to the second round. And these second round matchups are starting to get really intriguing as we finish up this week. I believe on Friday, Halvo, will be our last first round matchup.
Right.
So we've got another one coming up at 8:15. But the second round, it's like the divisional round of the NFL playoffs.
Yeah.
That's where it really, really gets interesting. So congratulations to Third Day, managed by Cliff from Spooner, and so he'll have to pick a different song then for round 2. That's how this works, and it's been a lot of fun so far. We love the participation.
Absolutely. Another great shutdown coming at 8:15.
What in the world's going on in Tosa, Mark?
Yeah, my hometown of Wauwatosa in suburban Milwaukee, they're having a problem. You see, delivery drivers are having trouble contending with aggressive turkeys. Flocks of wild turkeys are continuing to wreak havoc there. WISN-TV reporting that they've especially become a problem for delivery drivers, as residents in one neighborhood say that turkeys launch aggressive attacks on the drivers and their vehicles almost every day.
What in the world? Is this revenge for every Thanksgiving?
This is Sue Kellogg. She lives in the neighborhood. She says she's seen several turkeys surround an Amazon truck and peck at it as the driver pulled out.
They chase it down the street for a considerable amount of the block, poking at the tires.
They're just jealous of Bezos's boat.
Javon Nicholson is a FedEx driver.
When I deliver over here, I try to get in and get out really quick. And they seem to be gathering together right now, so I'm always in a hurry in this area.
As if delivery drivers didn't have a hard enough job these days. Now you've got turkeys on the loose, gangs of turkeys. Oh, the humanity.
City officials say they're monitoring the situation.
Hopefully they figure something out. If there's a free turkey giveaway in Wauwatosa near Thanksgiving, you'll know what happens.
All right, another song showdown of CCM artists. We've got 11 already into the second round. But now we're going to have a great matchup here between Blanca and Toby Mac. The Ibrahim family, Paula Ibrahim. We've got Shattered from Blanca. That'll be the first song. And Jackie Johnson, she was here with her boys, Caden and Cooper, the other day, hooping it up in our March Hope and Hoops. She is managing Toby Mac, and she's going with the song Scars.
All right, so Shattered versus Scars, Blanca versus Toby Mac, the Johnsons versus the Ibrahims, Eau Claire versus Chippewa Falls. We've got all sorts of reasons to vote. You can do so now, 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Vote by text, and you can get a bonus vote by joining the all-new The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search The WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. Join that private group for a bonus vote. That's song number one in our final CCM song showdown of the morning here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Shattered by Blanca, the Ibrahim family from Chippewa Falls nominating Blanca, and that's their first song, Shattered. They'll pick another one. We actually already have picked another one if Blanca moves on, but she's got a tough task this morning. The Johnson family from Eau Claire picking Toby Mac, Alvo.
Yeah, he's one of the heavy hitters. He's one of the top seeds. Does Toby Mac move on, or does he join the ranks of the Newsboys, Stephen Curtis Chapman, and Casting Crowns who fell?
Yeah, you never know what might happen because it's all up to your vote. 715-396-1670 by text. 715-396-1670 by text. Each person can get a bonus vote if you join the all-new The WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Search The WWIB Wake Up Show on Facebook. This is the Toby Mac song, the Johnsons pick. It's Scars. Who wins and moves on? Well, Halvo, we will get to our guest shooters in just a moment here on the WIB Wake Up Show for Hope and Hoops. But also, quick update, Blanca and Toby Mac, Shattered by Blanca versus Scars by Toby Mac. This one's pretty tight so far. The Ibrahim family from Chippewa Falls nominating Blanca and picking Shattered as their first song. The Johnson family from Eau Claire nominating Toby Mac for our CCM song showdown and going with Scars. And again, folks are voting at 396-1670 and also via the new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. But right now, I've got Toby with a lead over on the Facebook side, but it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's lower voter turnout. It reminds me of like a spring election or maybe like a primary. And so that's what right now, this is a different sort of situation. I've got Toby up 3 over here.
All right. So again, Toby Mac with a slight edge right now, but just over 10 minutes left to vote. You have until 8:45. Get a bonus vote by joining the all new WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. And you can text family votes. Welcome. It's just on your honor, 715-396-1670. And how about a pledge for Hope and Hoops while you're at it? That's coming up in just over 10 minutes. Still fairly tight, but Toby Mac pulling away a bit between Blanca Shattered and Toby Mac with Scars in our CCM song showdown. And just over a minute left to vote, Halvo.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got Toby and Mac up 4 on this side on the talk and text line. You can still get in your vote, 715-396-1670 before 8:45.
We also would love to have your pledges for Adele and Gus, grandchildren of head coach John Cooper of McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. And Coach Cooper joining us. And again, great to see you here on the WWIB side. Normally it's on our sister station WOGO where you and I are interacting. Another phenomenal season for Lady Mac's basketball. And I know for the first time in program history last year was so exciting to see you guys at state for the first time, and that was down in La Crosse. But now the full experience for these young ladies getting to go to UW Green Bay and being able to play there at the Resch Center, and again, not quite the result we wanted with a heartbreaking one-point loss, but what a great year for McDonald basketball again.
Well, thank you, Caleb, for the great coverage, and it was such a great experience for all the girls and just great for our program.
Now, again, when we talk about the Mac Way and McDonald Area Catholic Schools, too, you've been affiliated with McDonald for such a long time, and there's just a difference, too, with a Catholic Christian education and the family there. I know I felt it when it's been over a decade now, broadcasting sports, just the welcoming environment, and again, in a world that we have today, the safe environment where the teachers know the students by name. There's just something a little bit different about this school in a phenomenally good way.
Well, again, I think that the school's done it the right way. And when COVID hit, our enrollment went up and people wanted to go to school. They wanted to participate. And I just credit the administration and credit us fighting through the COVID and, the epidemic. And then basically we came through in flying colors.
Well, we do have some of your grandkids here. Maybe we could introduce them. Maybe they have something to say.
Yeah,
yes, this is Adele, Adele Judith Cooper, and Adele goes to St. Pete's in Tilden, and Adele is in first grade, second grade. Second. Oh, my gosh, I'm losing it. And then we have Augustus James, and Augustus James is not yet. He's in kindergarten, and then he'll be going to St. Pete's next year. So here's Adele.
All right, so let's say hi to Adele here. And again, their big sister Emily was Caleb, a sophomore on the varsity team this year.
I've just met Adele. You've been smiling all morning, Adele. You're excited to be here with Grandpa today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Adele, we asked you guys off the air, and I don't know if Adele responded to this. I know Gus did. But big sister Emily is quite an amazing basketball player and a really good shooter. But who is the best shooter in your family? Gus is just like, no, I'm throwing my hand up there. But, I mean, you guys work really hard. You love basketball, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys play a lot as siblings. I mean, to me, the best basketball games are when you can play with and against your siblings, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how many do you think you are going to make out of 5 shots, Adele? What do you think?
I don't know.
Don't know yet. Well, let's get younger brother Gus over here on the mic. And so, Gus, so you're in kindergarten right now, and Gus came in to shoot for Hope and Hoops last year with Grandpa Cooper. And how many are you going to make out of 5? Because you just said you're the best shooter in the family. How are you going to make? How many are you going to make out of 5?
10.
And what's your favorite thing about basketball?
Shooting.
Yeah, you're a shooter. So we appreciate you guys coming in here to WWIB, and we'll let you warm up a little bit. But great to have you guys, Gus and Adele, and we appreciate your grandpa bringing you in, okay? All right, so we would love to have your pledges, folks, at 715-396-1670. We're going to play one more song here from Stars Go Dim, and then we will be ready for Hope in Hoops shortly thereafter. 715-396-1670, 396-1670, representing McDonald Area Catholic Schools, head coach Don Cooper and his grandchildren, Adele and Gus. Hope in Hoops coming up. That Stars Go Dim, it's going to get better. Well, it does get better for Toby Mack, as it was tight, but Toby Mack and scars from the Johnson family in Eau Claire narrowly knocks off Blanca with Shattered from the Ibrahim family in Chippewa Falls. So Toby Mack moves on to the second round in our CCM Song Showdown here in the WIB Wake Up Show. Well, it's time. Adele and Gus Cooper stepping to the line for Hope and Hoops. You can still sneak in a last second pledge and be in on all those prize drawings from Down to Earth Garden Center. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. And I think younger brother Gus into kindergarten is going to be the first shooter, and then older sister Adele is next. Grandchildren of head coach Don Cooper from McDonald and Chippewa Falls.
Gus wearing his Air Jordan basketball jersey.
Solid.
Calling himself the best shooter in the family. Others may take issue, but all right, Gus, we're ready. Here we go. He's backed up as far as he can go, and he swished it.
Smooth.
And he's got a big smile on his face. Yeah, you get 5 trips to the line here, Gus. The second one is on the way. He's on the money.
These just look so good.
Oh, yeah. He just, the right way. 3 for 3. The best touch, the purest touch. Oh, a little hard, a little strong.
All right, knock it in. Lock it in, Gus.
Last one for Gus. It's on the way. Oh, off, no good.
3 out of 5. Yeah. High five, Gus. Solid, solid.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well done. Okay, older sister Adele, she's got a smile on her face. In fact, the smile hasn't left her face the whole time she's been here.
Yeah, lots of sunshine. First one is up, off the backboard and in for Adele, second grader. St. Pete's, the next one on the money, 2 for 2. 3 more to go for Adele, brother and
sister. That's being the rebounder here.
Teaming up here on the WIB Wake Up Show. 3 for 3 for Adele.
All right, she's matched Gus.
Yes. How will she finish? 4 out of 4. 1 more to go. Banks
Adele,
it in.
Adele, 5 for 5. High five, honey.
Nicely
done. 8 out of 10 for the Cooper siblings this morning. Let's see if we can get a little post-game reaction here from Grandpa. Again, really, really solid performances here.
Yeah.
And I know you love the form. Great form.
Yeah. Oh, yes. They do really good. They practice all the time. They got it all set up down in the basement. And like I said, the Elaine and DJ were just got back from the Elks hoop shoot for free throws. So free throws and shooting and basketball is all part of our lives.
8 out of 10. Now, let's get my buddy Gus over here, too. Again, you were just reining them in. Great art, great swish. And here's the thing, my friend. I do think that this Little Tykes rim is not anything like a regular basketball rim. And so it kind of robbed you of a couple shots there, right? Yeah. Cause, and I do know, and I love this about you, you're a pretty competitive young man, right? And you really wanted to hit all five. But 3 out of 5, let me just tell you, 3 out of 5 is a lot better than a lot of us adults have done here this month.
There you go.
You did a fantastic job. Thank you guys so much for coming in today.
Thanks, guys.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
And we want to thank all the pledgers.